Doy la palabra ahora a Bonnie.
Thank you very much, Lillian. I join my colleagues in thanking the chair of the working group for his statement and the special rapporteur for his statement too. I want to particularly thank the chair of the working group for the update on the legally binding treaty. It is heartening and gratifying to note that almost four decades after the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Declaration on the Right to Development, there is now the real prospect of that declaration becoming a legally binding instrument. I thank the chair of the working group and the legal experts that worked with him to see that that initiative has gone as far as it has gone now. It has now moved from Geneva to New York, and I add my voice to the call by the chair of the working group and others who have worked on this issue to appeal to states, to civil society actors, and to international organizations to continue the advocacy in New York as the deliberations continue so that we can see the end goal, which is to have a legally binding instrument. My mechanism believes that that will be a big step in our collective goal of providing the structures necessary to operationalize the right to development. I also thank the Special Rapporteur for outlining his vision for his mandate and his proposed reports. I agree that there are many opportunities to work together for synergies, to avoid overlaps, and to ensure that we reinforce each other's aspiration as far as the right to development is concerned. We'd like to draw the attention of the Special Rapporteur to the need to engage civil society actors. Early on in our mechanism, we realized that the need was not only to provide states with best practices, which we've tried to do in our various thematic studies, but also to engage civil society actors, to provide them with the tools, the advocacy tools, the academic tools, the intellectual tools, to use the right to development for their work. And so far, we have made interactions and dialogue with civil society an integral part of our sessions, including these sessions. I will welcome the opportunity to work with the Special Rapporteur to continue this engagement with civil society, to hear their voices, and contribute to the work they're already doing on the ground to operationalize the right to development. I thank you.